Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 121, Kickstart Your Future with Yvonne Dodd. But before we jump into today's amazing episode, a word from our sponsor, Living the Good Life Naturally Magnesium. This is my go-to brand for transdermal or on-the-skin magnesium supplementation. Transdermally is the easiest way and most effective way you can absorb the magnesium into your body. Things like your stress level, your diet, and so many other factors go into your magnesium burn rate. If you want to learn more about this, listen to episode 73 of Witchy Wellness Radio and make sure to go to Living the Good Life Naturally's website in the show notes and use code Witchy, W-I-C-T-H-Y, for 10% off of your purchase. And without further ado, please enjoy episode 121, Kickstart Your Future with Yvonne Dodd. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. Again, I am your host, Lauren, and this is a show you get to learn how your body and emotions are not in the way. They are actually leading the way. And our beautiful guest today, Yvonne Dodd, is here to talk all about that exactly. She is an NLP coach, EFT practitioner, and hypnotherapist who mainly works with women to up-level their mindset and achieve their goals. She loves all things spirituality. Into the mix as well. She has been a social worker for 22 years now, and now mainly works in NLP and hypnotherapy. She understands past trauma and negative experiences, often leaving individuals feeling stuck or unable to move on with their lives. Yvonne uses a combination of techniques to help people address ongoing issues which have stopped them from moving on with their lives of fear, anxiety, physical pain, phobias, habits, weight management, sleep, and so much more. Welcome to the show today. We've got a lot to talk about, lady.
We do. Thank you for having me on, Lauren. That's very, very kind of you to invite me on. That looks, sounds like a completely tall order when you read my bio, like, yeah. Like that. But yes, I do lots of different things. So yes, it's an exciting place to be and an exciting business to run. And I've kind of been in the helping industry, as you say, for 22 years, working with offenders, which can be, it can have its difficulties in a lot of ways, because it's quite, you know, people that have had extremely traumatic experiences. And which has led them to behave in all sorts of ways. And you know, when I came to think about it when I was doing my NLP training and hypnotherapy, I began to realise that everyone really has the same issues, but just to a different level, just different experiences in life, and some experience more trauma than others. And it all lies in that subconscious mind.
Ooh, yeah, subconscious is where it all is. You kind of hinted at how you got into this work, but what was, you know, your own personal journey? I love hearing there's always some type of an internal or, you know, external transformation. How did you get into from social work all the way to a beautiful NLP kind of a mixture of subconscious practitioner today?
Yeah, well, I have had a lot of experiences within my childhood myself, like everyone has. And I lived in a lot of different places as a child, so I experienced a lot of different things. And I think through my childhood, I developed quite an independent personality, quite a resilient personality. And I found from a young age, I kind of just took things on. And when I made my mind up to do something, I just did it. And then you often think, well, where does that actually come from? And you just think, is this just the way I was born, or is it my life experiences that have led me to that? So yes, I've always been kind of like, right, I'm not renting this house anymore, I'm going to buy it, because if I rent this house, that's money going to other, somewhere else. If I buy a house, it's an investment. And I actually had a few different jobs. I mainly worked in admin, then I got into social work as an unqualified post. And I just started looking at other social workers and I thought, well, if they can do it, so can I. So within a few months, I'd applied to do my social work training. I'd started the next year, and within 2 years, I was qualified. That's what the length of time was at that time. And I've just really gone along in the journey of being in that job for all those years. But I knew there was something else. I've always been kind of a bit of an entrepreneur as well, and started just a rental property business a few years ago. But it's not something that lights me up necessarily. In fact, quite the opposite. And so I began to realise that you have to be in alignment with what you want to do. And so I kind of went on a self-development journey and thought, what is it that I want to do? And I kind of couldn't work it out. I was like, I kind of started looking at Shopify and thinking I'm going to sell products and stuff. And then I got talking to someone who suggested life coaching. So I went down that route and I was like, this is what I'm meant to be doing. And it really relates to what I've been doing in all the years that I've been in social work as well. And because I've had the experience of moving about quite a lot as a child and throughout my life, I generally get on quite well with people because I've just been used to that throughout my life. I've just been used to meeting people and having to have that personality and connect with people, because you kind of got to do that when you're moving about a lot. So I generally love meeting people. I love the energy and connecting with people. I love helping people. So I think what's important for me is that through my self-development journey and then doing the training that I've done, I can then help other women. So it's just, it just feels amazing when I can do that in the business that I have at the moment. And as I say, you know, you can, I kind of found what I was looking for, because as I say, you can be in that position where you're like, I don't want to do something else, but I'm not sure what it is. And then you go in different directions. And all of a sudden it's like, well, again, alignment and the energy. And then you feel that within you, don't you? And it's so unfortunate that there's so many women that are in the position that they, day after day, week after week, month after month, they're constantly doing other things for other people. Someone's mother, their aunt, sister, they've got, you know, commitments for other people. And people want them to do things for them all the time. Or they're working for someone else, but they know that there's something more out there for them. They just don't know where to start, or then the self-sabotage kicks in. Yeah, it's. I just feel as if it's where I'm meant to be right now.
I have guests on the show. It's always what I need to hear, but we talked off air of, you know, you might hear similar things from 5-50 people, but you'll resonate with certain people. And you know, you and I teach, and you know, our stories are similar in the sense of like wanting that more, and how alignment is so powerful to reach your goals, but also the sense of just contentment. And for me, and just being present. Alignment is, yes, I can use it to change, use it to manifest, use it to propel myself, but it also just allows me to feel that way in the present moment and to be here now, which is amazing. And I love what you say, your mission is to empower, inspire, and motivate women to live a life that they dream of by finding their power and courage that is already within them. And we hinted at this, like your beautiful answer before this of, you know, a lot of times women stereotypically, but just culturally are giving, 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 and not realizing what they have inside. Can we dive kind of more into that of why it's so important to take care of yourself, but to pursue things, and not only things, but your own happiness?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think at the end of the day, I think most people, not just women, but men as well, really want to feel happy, they want to feel fulfilled, and they want to feel content with their lives. And more often than not, people fall into roles and responsibilities and relationships that are maybe not where they really want to be. That could be a job, and it's like, I just fell into this. It's not really what I wanted to do. And then all these years later, someone's saying to themselves, I've been doing this for 10 years, 15 years, and now I'm like, well, is this my life? Is this what's going to be forevermore? And then they may think, well, how many more years is it till retirement? Am I going to have to keep going like this? Like, how can... And I suppose that's the thing, it's almost like a treadmill that people are on, a hamster wheel even, that I've got to keep it going. There's a carrot, they're holding my wage check out at the end of the month, and like, oh, the pension's good, or you know, but are you happy? Are you happy doing what you're doing? And do you feel fulfilled? And I think, Lauren, you're right, it's about getting people and getting women really to realise that they do have so much potential within them. It's just finding it and drawing it out, because a lot of people think they're not good enough, they don't feel confident enough. They've maybe been told that all their lives. They've maybe had negative experiences, which then stops them from moving forward. And they maybe say, the brain just automatically... The brain and the body just want to protect you. So the brain's job is to say, no, actually, don't do that, because the last time you had this experience, this is what happened. So just do stay where you are and be comfortable where you are. But then that doesn't go away. It comes back again. So if you don't do something about it, you end up kind of feeling full of regrets in a lot of ways. Some people are full of regrets because they haven't done what they want to do. And I think the financial thing keeps people where they are a lot of the time as well, because we've all got financial commitments. But there are things you can do to get around that as well. There are a lot of things. And so that's kind of things, a lot of the work that I do with women as well, finding ways to explore that and how you can get to that place that you want to get to within your relationship, within your job, and not feeling as if you've got to be there every time someone says, I need you to do this and I need you to do that. Because the more times you're doing that, the more times you're saying yes to someone else, you're saying no to yourself.
Ooh, I like that's a mic drop moment. It's so true. For me, I think my own journey, but I know so many other people. So if you're listening to this and think, I don't know what I want. For me, I knew I wasn't happy. But I think that's just as powerful. Once you start asking that question that you, I think you said in pretty much the same way, is there more? Is this it? You know, this job I'm working at for 10, 15 years, is this as good as it's going to get? Whether any area of your life, your health, relationships, career, whatever's tugging at you, I think that's just as important. And I would love to hear your opinion on, you know, maybe you don't know what you want, or you just want to feel better, and how that ties into subconscious and these subconscious beliefs, and how you help women move through those so they can be happier.
Yeah. So often, we form most of our beliefs between the age of 0 and 7. And so people pleasing, for example. So, and I would say quite a large percentage of people do this. I do it myself. I've learned not to do it as much now, but it's all a process of learning through life. But often it's maybe a lack of not having attachment, or lack of attention. So in order to get that, they maybe do as a child, it's learned behaviour. So they realise that how do I get the attention here? How do I feel loved or whatever? So I'll do this to please them, and they might love me more, or they might you know, all these emotions that they are not being fulfilled as a child, they might be acting these things out because we're all very, very, and, you know, children are very intelligent, and you learn how to survive, don't you? And it's survival. So there's an example of people pleasing. So then you start doing that throughout your life. Oh, I've got to please it. So it's like, well, I can't say no to them, and I can't, because what will people think of me? And that's often when it comes, what will people think of me? And then when you learn that it's not actually that important, but what people, the right people and the people that want to support you, they will be there and they will be supporting you. But then there will be the ones who may be judgmental. Well, every single person in the world will have judgments. And no matter what you do, someone will judge you. We all judge. We all judge people to different levels. The judgment always comes into it. So why not do what you love and forget the judgments of others? So the subconscious mind, to go back to your question, is all the experiences, so the fears, the self-sabotage, you know, go back to experiences that we've had in our lives. So it may be that it's not necessarily always trauma. It could be that you could be at school and a teacher may say, you're never going to amount to anything and you're useless, or you're not capable of doing this, you know. And that can just sink into a child's head, and they think, they believe. It's just the beliefs. You're a child, you're very vulnerable, and you believe what someone tells you to be the truth. And especially your parents, you know, you're spending all that time, your parents or your caregivers or whoever it is that's raising you, you believe what they tell you to be true because they're older than you and you're just a child and you're just vulnerable. So what they're saying must be true. And so we go along life with all these experiences, all these things that people tell us, and we believe that that is the truth. And then as we go through life and we have the similar experiences, we build upon that. So it's almost reinforcing what you thought in the first place. So when you start to say to yourself and ask yourself questions, was that the truth? Or if someone says something to you, is that the truth? If you really dig deep, a lot of the time, if it's a negative thing, you'll find it probably isn't the truth. It's what they believe to be true. So the work that I do is hypnotherapy. I identify what that is by talking to someone. A lot of the time, the women that I work with don't always know. Sometimes they can identify it and they can say, well, this happened, I'm very well aware of this and I know that's why I did this. But other times they're not aware of it. So, but when you're doing hypnotherapy with someone, it's just a case of them being in a deep state of relaxation. So they will automatically go to that place in the library of thoughts and experiences and emotions and go to that place that they need to, and you kind of work with them and using different techniques and strategies with hypnotherapy to create a block. It's like creating a block. And so I did my hypnotherapy second, I did my NLP first. So I started to learn that you could do NLP techniques under hypnotherapy as well, which is even more powerful. So, like, say you're working with someone with anxiety, you can say, right, let's do the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. Let's do whatever strategy or technique it could be, EFT. That can help someone in the moment. But those subconscious thoughts and experiences don't go away. So that's why hypnotherapy is so, so powerful, because you're putting that block up. So I found it quite fascinating myself. So when I was speaking to someone in the next session, I would say, how do you feel and what do you think? And they'd be like, when I come to think about that time in my life when that happened and I felt this way, I struggled to recall the emotions or what it looked like. Or so it's just creating that block. It's almost like taking that book out of the mind and it's not there anymore, or it's very, very small and we can't see it anymore. So that's kind of some of the work I do, but that's where I start, because I believe that until you get to a place where your mindset's strong, then it's difficult to achieve your goals. And often when someone is maybe for example, trying to lose weight, and I've worked with a lot of them in weight management, they will trip themselves up because they'll say, well, I've lost that weight, and then they kind of fall by the wayside and they put weight on again. So they believe that they're actually not capable of doing it, and they go round and round and round in circles, or they'll self-sabotage and they'll go, well, the last time that happened, didn't really work very well. Or even it could be, a woman could be thinking to herself, well, if I lose all this weight, I'm going to attract attention, and they might go, well, I'm not going to do that because I don't want attention, for whatever reason that may be. So it's just so interesting. There's so many different facets to it all.
Yeah, for me, I mean, my own work, but what I help other women with too, it's surprising the amount of fear it is with actually getting the thing that you want, whether it's weight, the job, the relationship, money, whatever it is. It's sometimes you're so programmed, whatever subconscious beliefs you have around not getting what you want, realizing that you can sometimes is scarier, which it's funny to think about it that way. But when I'm stuck in like the same belief or rut, I always ask myself, am I more afraid of this coming true, like me getting the thing I want, or am I more afraid of it not? It's kind of a reality check for me, because things have to change if I want things to change. But if I am so scared of things changing, then subconsciously I'm not going to change. I'm going to sabotage myself. And I know that probably was a little bit of a head spinning tangent I just for a lot of people, but
absolutely, you're absolutely right though. Yeah. Because it is a subconscious thing, so we're not always aware. And you're absolutely right, Lauren, and it's just over the last few years that I've started to realize that's what it is. So, you know, as a social worker, I do programs for people, or I'll refer them to agencies, whatever. I've really started to realize why people behave or think the way they do when you start doing this work. And I've actually been able to apply that in my social work role, because I'm still part-time in that. I've been able to apply that in my social work role as well. And it's almost like people have got these light bulb moments, and I'm like, oh, right, okay, that makes sense. And it's fascinating. But yeah, and the procrastination, that's a big one. And you know, I'm trying to work through that myself. And like, none of us are perfect. Just because I help people, that doesn't mean to say that I don't have things that I have to overcome. And life's, you know, it's a learning game, and we're continually learning, we're continually working on ourselves, and none of us are perfect. But the procrastination is a massive one, because how often, and social media is worse now for procrastinating, because you can just pick up your phone and get lost in social media for an hour or two very easily. And it's about avoiding that thing. And it's not necessarily the thing about, well, I've got this exam and it's not really something that I'm interested in. It's more than that, because it's like, well, what if I do well at this? Or what if I learn how to do this? What does that mean for me about my life, and how is that going to change? And that could be a scary place to be. So you're right about the fear. Yeah, it could be a scary place to be.
Yeah, for me, you know, I believe that change and growth is constant. Those are two things in this life that you can rest assured are going to keep going on. And it doesn't mean that I'm going to get to a certain point in my life, my growth, my career, whatever, where I'm like, I'm done. I'm fully baked, or, you know, I'm ready to come out of the oven. It's continually this growth. And not to say that I won't ever be enough. It's the opposite of that. It's a game. I call it the game of life, where there's always going to be a new level or something that I want to grow or achieve. And there's an endless supply of that, you know, just asking, is there more? Whether you're stuck in a job you don't like, you can ask, is there more love? Is there more fun? Is there more exciting things. You can ask it in a positive way. And my belief is that it's never, never ending. And that's what it's exciting. It teaches you to change and overcome and step into this future self, but it also allows you to be content and present with where you are along the way. Because I think for me, what we're talking about here, there's two things of changing and overcoming huge things like weight management goals or career goals, but it's that day-to-day of being present and aligned to how you want to feel. Maybe you haven't lost that weight yet. Maybe you haven't gotten a new job or found what you want to do yet, but it's aligning yourself, overcoming yourself every single day. And I would love to hear what you have to say about alignment and, you know, those baby steps along the way. It's overcoming working with somebody like yourself to recognize those patterns, but that day-to-day alignment, how does that look for you and how do you help other people?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've hit the nail on the head there, because it's about getting into the present moment, and often we don't do that enough. So there are definitely a lot of ways that you can be in the present moment. So obviously, you know, people that are suffering from depression or anxiety. So the depression is generally about living in the past and thinking about what did I do here? Why did this happen? And constantly revisiting that. Well, the past is gone and there's nothing we can do about it. And anxiety is generally about worrying about the future. So when you're in the present moment and you can practice that as often as you can, you can't be worried about the past and you can't be worried about the future. And actually, being in the present moment, if you can apply that more often, and you can use things like mindfulness to do that. And as a practice, it's about training your brain. It's brain training all the time, isn't it? Because it's easy to say, I'm busy with this, especially with the children coming along and stuff, I'm busy. So it's like, you know, you need to get into the present moment and concentrate on what you're doing right now, because that moment's going to be gone. So, and being in the present moment is, so doing things like meditation or breathing exercises and various things that you can do to be in the present moment. That's also where you can use your intuition. So when you're meditating, you can use your intuition to guide you in your higher self to, as some people call it, downloads. And I know some people think that's a bit woo-woo, but it absolutely is true. And if you want to find out whether that's true or not, then practice it more and you'll see that it does really work. And it's so powerful to be in the present moment. And just people are kind of always wanting to think about, well, what's happening tomorrow, what's happening next week. Be in the present moment, and because we've only got the present moment. We don't have the past, we don't have the future. We only have the present moment at every second.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's just, yeah.
I was, I love watching videos and reading books about all this kind of stuff. And I was watching a documentary last night about, you know, how Einstein explains the theory of relativity and how there is no past or future. It's all kind of one continuous time. Mm-hmm. And when we get into the present moment, and I've experienced this through alignment, whether it's yoga or running, but especially deep in meditation or breathing exercises, where you are so present that nothing else matters but that present moment, where my belief, everything exists in the present moment, but you are so in love with that present moment. It's hard to explain in words. So you don't want that present moment to end.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. I strive to do that, but even microdosing throughout the day of just being present in what I'm doing. And for me, transitioning. So if I go from writing an email So maybe I have to shift to something more creative or different type of brain. I like to have a dance party or do breathing exercises in between to shift my mind state instead of just like, go, more. It's a shift rather than a...
yeah, absolutely. And the thing about it as well is that when we are having... It's the energetic and alignment thing as well, that like first thing in the morning the alarm doesn't go off and you wake up and you go, oh, I've slept in, and the day goes on and on and on, and then we're, you know, the kids aren't getting ready for school, or something happens, or you spill something, you have to mop that up, and you're dropping the car keys, and all these things are happening. So you're not in alignment. So it's about, when you're in such a hurry, sometimes you've just got to take 30 seconds, a minute, 5 minutes if you can, just to breathe and get yourself back into alignment again, because it's negative energy. So often when people say, oh, I've had such a bad day, and this has just happened, it's your thoughts and your energy are in that space, but it's like you're already thinking, I'm having a bad day, so that's what you're attracting, isn't it? It's fascinating. So again, that's where, so often when I work with women as well, we talk about the self-care and being present. And if you're running again, when you know you're people pleasing, or you're doing things for other people, you're not looking after yourself. So self-care is very important, because you've got to, your health's very important. So if you're not looking after yourself and you're not looking after your health, then that's going to show, and that's going to impact in you in your everyday life. I mean, you're happy and you're doing things for yourself, then other people are going to see that you're happier as well. And I've worked with women who have said, well, I'm not here for my relationship, but the work that I'm doing is improving my relationship, because my husband or my partner or whatever will say, you seem like a different person, because they're energized and they're doing what they want to do, and they're having the choices in life, and they're realizing that they are very important, and it's important that they are doing what they want to do. So yeah, it all fits into each other.
I know you work one-on-one with people, but I wanted to have you talk a little bit about your new e-course that you just launched, and how that helps women work through all of what we just talked about today.
Yeah. So, so I developed my digital course. We started that quite a few months ago, and it's made up of 4 modules. And it's just really what I've been talking about here today. And it's about the mindset, and it's about, so I have a workbook that goes with that. It's about 40 odd pages long, but some of that's like for writing notes. And so each module is split into different sections. So when I release the module, the workbook goes with that in each module that they could put together. So I will then, you know, in my modules, I explain how everything works in the subconscious mind. And then I've got exercises for people to do, and there's a lot of learnings that come from that as well. And I believe that, you know, if you're determined and motivated, you'll put the work into it and you get that done. Because, you know, how many courses or things that you've bought into and it's like, well, I haven't actually invested my time in doing that. So you if you're going to do it, you have to make sure that you're making the space and the time to learn it and fill in the workbooks and all the rest of it. So you're making those real changes. So the first module is about the mindset, because again, as I said earlier, you've got to strengthen the mindset up in order to, you know, achieve your goals. And the second module is about alignment and energy and what you can do to get yourself in alignment, a bit of the emotional scale, and how things work even better for you. You can attract things into your life, and you can keep what you want by being in the right energy levels. The third module is about goal setting, and it's four or five steps to achieving your goals, simple steps, because often when you're sidetracked and you don't know where to go, it's almost like you're in this forest and you just don't know where to go next. A simple guide to follow to know how to follow your goals, whatever they may be, is the step-by-step guide to help women do that, and the workbook goes with that as well. And then the last module, it's a future self module, which I just absolutely love. And within that, I have visualizations so people can get into the flow and just imagine themselves and as a future self. And then I give guidance in that. And then I also have affirmations and journal prompts for that as well. So I offer a few things to go along with it as well, because all these, if you're given all these things for people to use, then they can get the best experience. And I want people at the end of it to feel like there's a real transformation and a real shift in themselves. Because I really believe that when you start doing this transformational work, there's no going back. There really isn't any going back. And since I started doing the self-development learnings myself, I won't go back to that person that I was before. You know, I've got the same personality, but I really have a whole different approach to life now. So there is no going back, but it's a great place to be. It's such a great place to be, because you can just feel so much more happier within yourself if you can learn how to use energy and learn how to look after yourself and learn to get the things and work in life that you really want. It makes you feel happy and fulfilled.
Oh yeah, 100% for me. At the end of the day, it's just really about feeling fulfilled and happy. We kind of started off the conversation this way of, yes, you can meet and exceed your goals for lifetimes, but it's about that present moment and feeling happy and fulfilled every day. And it's a process and it's a practice. Some days it's easier than others, but when it's not as easy, that means that you're uncovering something to heal, to learn from, to grow. So, yeah, okay. I just look at the time. Is there anything else, Yvonne, you wanted to cover?
I forgot to say what it was called. I forgot to say what the course was called.
Oh, yeah. Please tell us. What is the course called?
It's called, and I wanted to make this as simple as possible, because I sometimes think you can get caught up with using language that doesn't always explain what it means. So it's just called how to lose your fears and achieve your goals with confidence and ease. It's a simple language and it's easy to understand. I did change the name of it and I had sort of magical words in there, but I thought I'm going to change that to language that people can identify with, because it just makes much more sense. Yes, that's what it's called. And it was an interesting experience learning how to develop a course, because, you know, we know the information law, and don't we? We know what we're doing. But the whole technical side of things, trying to find out where you record things and how to record it and all the things that went along with it. So that was a real learning experience for me as well. So, yeah, I love doing it.
Yeah, it's always learning how to practice what you preach in a different way. Yeah, I definitely have gone through that and am going through that every day with the podcast and Anxious to Align my e-course. It's a learning experience, which I love, and I love meeting people like yourself and having you on the show. Was there anything else that you wanted to wrap up or talk about before we close the show today?
Not that I could think of. I think I've kind of, I mean, I could probably sit here for hours and hours and hours and talk about it, because I just love what I do.
I know, me too.
Talk about it, and I've probably not covered half the stuff, but I think I've probably covered a lot of what I generally do. And so I've got a membership as well. And so everything kind of fits in. So my e-books, my membership and the one-to-one work all kind of fits in nicely together. And it's different experience, isn't it, for different people. So you know, memberships, like lots of women, the one-to-one is getting to really dig deep and be able to really transform women's lives, but the membership's more affordable, and e-books are even more affordable. And so there's a starting point, and sometimes when people start on that journey, they want more of that and they want to learn more. So there's all those options available for the women that I work with as well.
Amazing. And we'll have all that linked in the show notes for you guys to check out and learn more and start your own journey. And thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was such a pleasure. I know that's why I have a podcast, is to talk about these kind of things for hours and hours and just listen and learn and build our model of understanding and growth together. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experiences, your heart, your wisdom, and how may we, the listeners, as an act of gratitude, be of service for you in return today.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you for having me. If you want to connect with me, or if you want to know more, and I've got a lot of free stuff that I offer as well. I have on Instagram, I have a link in my bio, and people can go. It has my website, and it has the free guides on that. So I believe that you have to offer things back to society. So it's, people can just download, just click in and download some of the guides that I've got. So it's generally on my Instagram and my bio, and it has all the different things that people can see that I've got on offer. That's at Yvonne.coaching on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on here and sharing everything with us. It was such a pleasure jumping into the yet unknown with you today.
Thank you, Lauren. Thanks for your time.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.